Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, March 5th, 2010, and we've got some news for you, because that's what we do. Last weekend at the box office, in movies, we had Shutter Island at number one again with $22.7 million. It was followed by Kevin Smith's Cop Out with 18.2, The Crazies with 16.1, Avatar with 13.7, and Percy Jackson and the Olympians with $9.6 million. This week at the box office, you can see Alice in Wonderland or Brooklyn's Finest in wide release. Heck, you can see both of them. You're worth it. In news, we have the most awesome news of the week. Tim Burton is set to produce a movie based on the book Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. There's no way the movie can be better than that sentence, so we'll move on. A new Arthur movie remake is coming from the guy who directs ABC's Modern Family, and for some reason, Russell Brand will star, because who cares next? Gilligan's Island is being made into a movie. No casting has been done yet, but the original TV show producer is on board in some capacity. If it's anything less than a three-hour tour, it's going to be a disappointment, and if it's anything more than a three-hour tour, it's going to be a disappointment, so yeah, it's just going to suck. Someone's actually paying money to license the video game Space Invaders for a movie. The game, while awesome and a classic, seems like a bad investment for a movie license. It's just ships and aliens. You can do that for free. Monopoly is still on track for 2012, or later, according to MTV's Movies blog. Ridley Scott is still on tap to be involved for some reason. The script is in production. A Fantastic Voyage remake has been penned by James Cameron or one of his hangers-on, and he's looking for a director. He will produce. Who the new Raquel Welch will be, nobody knows. A sequel to X-Men Origins Wolverine is apparently going to start shooting in January, if the rumor is true, and we don't know that it is. Hot on the heels of the announcement of Jonathan Winters as Papa Smurf in the Smurfs movie, Neil Patrick Harris has been cast as the male human lead, which I presume is not Gargamel, but we will find out soon. Fred Schneider has a new group called the Superions, which sounds a lot like question mark in the Mysterions, but isn't. If you're one of the three fans of his solo work like I am, it's worth noting it sounds more like Shake Society than just Fred. It's more of a dance thing than a crazy-ass rock album. Have you heard Just Fred? Because if you haven't, you should totally get it. Anyway, this new one looks like it's just three songs and remixes so far, but you really can't go wrong with this sort of thing, I assume. One of the songs is Who Threw That Ham at Me? And if anything, you know, anyone knows anything about ham, it's Fred Schneider. The Clone Wars returns March 19th with a new episode, Senate Murders. The break is being for like a month, and then new ones and whatever. Also, DVD news, Larry Sanders Show, not It's Scary Shandling Show, has been announced for DVD from Shout Factory. It was HBO's big show before The Sopranos existed, and it'll be like a Gary Shandling Show in the sense that Larry Sanders will be released all at once, and then in season box sets down the road. Good news, I think. And now, toy news, because that's why we're here. Venture Brothers, Dr. Girlfriend, is coming in the near future from Biff Bang Pow, according to Jason Lindsay, in an interview with MantisEye.com, which is spelled like MantisEye.com. You should check out their interview. It's got a lot of neat stuff in there regarding product development, how to get something off the ground, why things might change, all that stuff. G.I. Joe, Hasbro confirmed its Comic-Con exclusive is none other than Sergeant Slaughter. There's going to be two versions. One's going to look like a wrestler, the other one's going to look more like a military guy. It looks like the wrestler one's going to be the common one, and the military is going to be the chase. Also, G.I. Joe Club announced their official action team-themed action figures. Based on the 25th anniversary G.I. Joe bodies, the club posted the card art at their website. It looks great. And the G.I. Joe convention posted pictures of their exclusive interrogator figure, with the helmet, but not without the helmet, because there's something under the helmet, and they won't show you what it is yet. Clash of the Titans, Funko announced bobbleheads and showed pictures based on the original 1981 film for Bubo and Medusa. Bubo the Owl is particularly impressive, and if you missed the Gentle Giant statue a few years ago, this might not be a bad thing to pick up instead, because it's significantly cheaper, and it's also available to you to buy, which is usually one of the main factors I have when making a purchase, if I can actually have something. I tend to buy things that I can have rather than those that I can't. Transformers, TFWiki.net, obtained and scanned a 1986 Hasbro pre-toy fair catalog with all sorts of alternative versions of the very first Transformers toys. And by that I mean the first toys developed as Transformers, because the 1984 and 85 toy line were basically repackaged, repurposed, recolored Japanese toys from Takara, Bandai, and other companies. So these are the first things developed as Transformers. Check them out. They also added pictures of G.I. Joes, My Little Ponies, and other plush toys like Wuzzles and Muppet Babies, which I didn't even know Hasbro made. Neat stuff. Wizard of Oz. Mattel has announced a new Dorothy Barbie doll. It's more couture than it is Pig Farm, but it's coming. It's fashion-y, and it's due in May. Two new Christian Louboutin Barbies were also shown, with tons of shoes in each one. Apparently, this Lobby Lou is some sort of a shoe designer. Unfortunately, I am ignorant of such things because I play with small plastic men all day, and I don't know jack about shoes other than Chucks, which are pretty cool. I have a story about shoes, but it's not really fun unless you're my friend Pete. And Pete knows the story because he was there. So next we have Elvis. Barbie's doing a new Blue Hawaii Elvis doll with a tiny guitar. Or maybe it's a ukulele. It's coming out in the springish. He-Man. Mattel announced the Masters of the Universe shopping slate through June. It is as follows. March, Stratos reissue, Moss Man. April, Wundar, Hordak reissue, Evil-Lyn, and a new weapons pack. May, Merman reissue, Titus, a giant, and Optic. June, Faker reissue, and She-Ra, which is not Adora, but a new She-Ra figure. Back to the Future, your big news this week, if you didn't get it the first time. Entertainment Earth is doing a second run of its DeLorean exclusive from Diamond Select Toys. This includes the hover conversion and all that jazz, the extra sound effects, all that stuff. It's coming this summer. This run's going to be $44.99 a piece. If you haven't pre-ordered, you should. It's compatible with most 3¾-inch action figures, but not all because Darth Vader's too tall, and you can probably cram your mini-mates in there, and it's really, really cool. So pre-order today, or be sorry you missed it. I can't give out numbers, but I can tell you a significant fraction has already been pre-ordered. So just so you know. And that's it. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. We're working hard on getting lots of new items on the website, Doctor Who coats and all that jazz, and it's a busy season. So hope you check it out. Hope you like it. Spring's just around the corner, so remember us if you need a Nerf gun or a super soaker, because we are here to accommodate you. And I will see all of you guys next time. Check us out, entertainmentearth.com, twitter.com/entearth. And I'm Adam Paulus, and if you like the podcast, go ahead and mention it when you check out at entertainmentearth.com. Just say in the comments, I listened to your podcast. You can also say, it sucks, but I'd rather you not. Anyway, I'll see you all next time. Have a great weekend.